This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The news swept the Sonoma State campus this week that, with virtually no warning, students would face new limits on the number of course units they would be allowed to take next semester. According to University Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs, Eduardo Ochoa, that move was necessitated by the state's budget woes.
That budget was not viable from the get-go, and right away they started seeing shortfalls in state revenue, and then the financial crisis hit, and state finances are deteriorating very fast, and we're going to be subject to severe budget cuts before the end of the year.
Initially, the limit was announced at 16 class units per student, but after a lengthy and lively dialogue at the Students' Academic Senate meeting yesterday afternoon, some flexibility was added.
As it turns out, this is not a hard cap on 16 for the whole semester. What we're going to do is we're going to limit the unit load for students during first and second registration periods to 16, with some exceptions. We have a process for petitioning for an exception. Then, during the add-drop period, we are going to remove that restriction and allow students to have up to 20 units without special petition.
But even that change has its limits, notes Andy Merrifield, the SSU mathematics professor who also leads the campus chapter of the California Faculty Association.
They will be allowed to expand the cap beyond 16 during the open registration period, but they will not be allowed to expand the size of any individual class to make this work. And the California Faculty Association generally supports that.
Even so, the new limits are highly unpopular with many students, such as senior psychology major Danette Allender.
If there is a cap of 16 units, that's going to delay everyone being able to graduate because the TA positions, the internships, are based on units too, which means they're going to have to take less classes to balance out the experience to future employees in grad schools. This could delay students by 6 months, or I would say about a year or more.
Allender is skeptical about the process of petitioning for exemptions, too.
I don't trust that situation at all, and it actually increases stress levels for students being required to process more paperwork to get that approved.
Seniors may be able to navigate the new limit better than underclassmen, suggests Professor Merrifield.
Many of the students are concerned it will drastically reduce chances for a double major. It could potentially expand the time to graduation for undeclared students.
Ochoa says he hopes the 16-unit cap will only be needed in the next semester, as the administration is already planning steps to hold down new student registrations in the fall of 2009.
We are impacted for first-time freshmen, so we're going to raise the admission standards to keep those numbers under control, but we're also going to limit the number of transfers from out of our service area.
This whole issue has reopened some of the faculty's complaints about unilateral actions by the administration, concerns that were part of a vote of no confidence in Sonoma State President Ruben Armenyana last spring. There's more about that aspect of the story on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.